to the Kids Before 6 Advent Podcast.
Welcome to the 13th day of the Advent Podcast for Village Kids in the 5-6. We are so excited. We have a sibling pair with us today, and they are going to help us explore a little bit more about the gift of salvation. And so, would you mind telling us your first name and your grade?
My name is Lucy, and I'm in second grade.
All right, and our next guest?
My name is Esther, and I'm in kindergarten.
All right, so we have Lucy and Esther with us today, and we are sisters, and we are going to be talking about the theme of...
Undeserved.
Yep, that's right. Our theme today is the gift of salvation and how it is undeserved. It's not something that we were able to work for. We're not so cool that we get this gift of salvation. It's something that the Lord chose to give to us. And so before we begin, I'm just going to open us in prayer, and then we're going to talk about a couple of things. God of amazing gifts, I pray that you will just continue to wow us with your kindness and your generosity so that we can think about the gifts that you give to us and really just understand how beautiful they are. We pray this in your precious name. Amen. All right, girls. So until we get to the content, I just have a couple questions for you. What is something that you are looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Opening present.
That's a good one. How about you?
That it's Jesus's birthday.
All right, both things that I personally also enjoy. And so, what is a favorite gift that you have gotten before, one that you've received?
Magic Mixie.
Magic Mixie. I'm going to have to figure out what that is. That sounds exciting, especially by the look on your face. I can tell that sounds like a fun thing.
Roller skates.
Roller skates. What is a gift that you have given someone before that you like really got excited to give them?
My old stuffed animals.
Okay, that's pretty fun. Any gifts you've given before?
A picture of me.
Oh, that would be a really fun gift to be able to give. That's absolutely true. Okay, so here's my question for this year. If you could give one gift, the same gift, to every person in the whole world, I don't know how I'm going to do this. It's just more like a magical question, right? What would you want to give everyone?
Love.
All right. Esther would be giving everyone love.
A Bible.
And Lucy would give everyone a Bible. I think that those are, I mean, can you imagine if everyone got love in the Bible, how much that would just like change the world? It absolutely would.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's dig in a little bit to her undeserved topic. I have a question for you guys. Let's think about life at school, at home. When might we be given a gift as a reward for something that we've done? Have you ever given like a little gift? They're like, all right, if you do this, you can have this gift.
Me and my friends, like, we bring keychains.
Okay.
And we give them to each other, mm-hmm. and we be kind to each other, like, the whole day.
Okay. So,
and
yep.
then we give them back for the week, and then we, like,
oh,
keep on trading.
So you're
trading.
Kind of, like, trading them around?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like you're seeing, like, the kindness in other people and,
yeah.
like, kind of responding to that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What gift have you been given without doing anything to earn it? Like, did anyone ever give you a gift, and you're like, what? It's not even my birthday. They just thought of me. Really kind.
My mom gave me like this bracelet set,
mm-hmm.
and it's like there's like two like rubber bands, and then you put like these beads that have like hooks on each
okay.
bottom.
Oh yes. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you put them on
like
and,
a rainbow loom, right?
Yeah, and then you like press the button, and then
oh.
it comes up.
Oh, well, that's even more exciting than the one I have. But yeah, go ahead. What was your answer?
My mom gave me. A magic mixie potion
nope,
set, and we can make potions with, like, chemicals.
Mmm, that sounds very interesting. I'm definitely going to have to check this out. Sounds like mom is a good gift giver. Sometimes maybe she just gets you things that are thoughtful, right? Like, you didn't do anything to earn it. It wasn't because of something you've done. She's just like, hey, I want to bless you with this, and I
yeah.
want you to enjoy this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes people give us a reward for doing something well, and sometimes people give us a thank you gift. Sometimes people just give us gifts because they love us and they want to see us be happy. We're going to read from Ephesians chapter 2 and find out what sort of gift that God gives. I want our listeners to be listening for the phrase that the writer Paul uses twice. It begins with, it is by blank. So be listening to that as Lucy reads the scripture for us.
Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we are dead in sins. It is by grace you have been saved.
And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that, in the coming ages, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2.
And so here's some helpful definitions, just to make sure we're all on the same page. The word mercy here, it means forgiving someone instead of punishing them. We talked about sins. Incomparable means that it's so amazing that nothing can even come close. And grace is God's undeserved kindness, which is what our topic is for today. All right, so we're going to kind of talk through this, ladies, and we're going to kind of try to figure out in this Ephesians passage what it means to have something that's undeserved. All right, in the passage, we see that God's great love and undeserved kindness can save anyone from sin. We can be saved through trusting in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we can't do anything to save ourselves. Is that something that you've talked about before with your parents?
Yeah.
Paul sums it up like this. In verses 8 and 9, he says, "It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no man can boast." What can't we do in that passage? What does he say that we can't do?
That we can't save ourselves.
That's exactly correct. We have no power to save ourselves, right? And when we boast, when we're like, "Oh my goodness, look at me, I'm so great," we talk proudly about ourselves. How does this passage show us that we don't have any reason for being proud or being deserving of God's great, amazing gift? Like, are you perfect enough to go to heaven?
No.
No, right? Because you sin, I sin, Esther sins, we're all sinners, right?
Yeah.
And that's what he says here. He says, when we were dead in our sins, it is by grace that we were saved. And so let's listen to one verse from this last passage. Verse 10 goes on to say, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." We're going to play a little game of true or false. Ready, girls?
Okay.
True or false, being saved is a gift that we have to earn.
False. False.
Correct. True or false, we don't do anything to save ourselves.
True.
True.
True or false? We can feel proud of ourselves because God chose to save us.
No.
False.
True or false? God is saving us not because we have done good things.
True.
True or false? But God has prepared good things for his people to do.
True.
Right. God says to his people, "It is because of my undeserved kindness that you are saved. You didn't earn it. You don't deserve it. You don't contribute to it. It is my free gift to you because I love you." So don't think of yourself more highly than other people, but do get to living a new life made possible with the undeserved gift I'm giving to you. So let's think through this together. How does today's Bible verse that we talked about remind you how much God loves you if you know you've done something wrong? Is his gift for you because you're having to do good all the time and you have to keep doing good in order to keep his love, or does he just love you anyways?
It kind of reminds me that, like, if we do something wrong, he just loves us no matter what because we are his creation.
That's exactly right. What are your thoughts? Do you think you have to keep earning God's love, or is it undeserved and you get it anyways?
Undeserved.
That's exactly right. And so we see that God loves us no matter what it is that we do, and that he all the time, even while we've been recording this entire podcast, he's just sitting here loving you and all of our listeners. Because he's like, you don't have to do anything to earn this. It's undeserved. All right. Would you guys mind closing us in prayer for today that we would just remember that God's amazing gift is undeserved, and pray for all of our listeners?
Dear Jesus, thank you for giving us the Bible and teaching us everything about you. And thank you for loving us no matter what, even if we don't deserve it. Thank you for dying on the cross, and help everybody to have a good day, and amen.
Amen. Esther, do you want to close us in prayer also?
Dear Jesus, no matter what, it doesn't care if you don't really deserve it. I hope everyone does. We're just loved of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. That is the truth, girlfriend. All right, you guys want to close the podcast by wishing everyone who's listening with us a Merry Christmas together?
Merry
Christmas.
Thank you, ladies.